Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Cha-ching!
Let's go, Filmo. Miss that voice. Shout out to Filmo, Mike. Shout out to Joe Shasky. Carter,
hi.
Sam.
I'm Sam Ludman.
Hey, I'm Ludman. I'm going to be at Freedman's Appliances this Saturday.
That was basically you, last school, just Shasky. You and Grandy.
Hey, shout out Freedman's Appliance. They got everything you need. Have you still gotten that air? Have you gotten the air fryer yet, Joe?
No.
You need to grab one. I know Dave Fleming probably has one. He's going to join us very shortly.
I've just gotten a ton of stuff from Freedman's because of my buddy Alex. So
nice.
He's handling all that. I believe it's the Santa Rosa location.
Okay, not mad at that. Go to Pleasant Hill, go to Santa Rosa. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Halfway home here on a payday Friday. We got Bonta Hill joining us. Thank you. In the 9 o'clock hour in the studio, as you join us each and every Friday. We got This or That happening in the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Let's do this right now with Dave.
Let's
do it right now.
So I got an intro for him. Yeah. Got an intro for him real quick. Dave Fleming, brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today as he joins us on the River Islands. Guest line, I got the sound you're referring to, Joe, as Dave Fleming, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, voice of the San Francisco Giants, joins us right now.
And so Dave, we're going to get right into it. Dave, we play a favorite game every day. It's called This or That, right? And I love the game. And today we're finally going to do some non-sports stuff, okay? We asked Robbie Ray as a station yesterday this question about pineapple, and then I'm going to ask you the exact same one. It's yes or no. Here's the question.
First thing, favorite toppings to put on a pizza and slash, is pineapple allowable?
This is going to be very controversial, but I do believe that pineapple is allowed on pizza, but my favorite topping is by far pepperoni.
Now, will you mix the two? Will you conflate the pepperoni with the pineapple, or are those going to be two different pizza experiences?
Those are two different ones. I'm going to go ham and pineapple, and pepperoni is just by itself.
The hard-hitting analysis, right? Only right here on 95.7 The Game.
Dave, you're a man of the people. Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
It's allowable, yes. It is. It's allowable.
I love it. See, I love it.
You know what? And I'm not
hard-hitting stuff.
I'm not the gatekeeper. Dave, my last name is Spadoni. It's Italian, right? So people always seem to come to me. I'm Italian American, by the way. I'm not from Italy, people. So anyone with an Italian last name, they don't get to say the end all be all on pizza. I also agree with you, Dave. It is okay to go Hawaiian pizza.
And
I'm not mad at that.
I like pepperoni with pineapple. I'm actually not mad at that combination either.
Yeah, I don't know
not,
about that one.
Not at all. Huh? What's the difference between pepperoni and ham?
Thank you.
They're made from the same thing.
One's crispier, Dave. One's a little crispier. All right. I don't know. Now we're mixing the waters here.
You know, you know, Dave, I saw you on Monday casually coming in and out, and I'm thinking this is a huge week for the Giants. Huge week for the Giants. And the way it started, and then by the way it ended, there are seminal moments in a season, and we'll see where it ends up when it's all said and done. But Ramos has doubled down the line. And I know Chapman had a home run, and Jelly was great. There were a lot of other supporting people in that moment. But Ramos's hit, it felt Talkman-like, where like it was a moment in a season where I think we're going to look back, if they can go on a little run here, and say, that's the time everything changed. What did you feel when Ramos ripped that ball down the line?
Yeah, I did. I felt that is one of the biggest moments of this year, maybe the biggest so far, for a couple reasons. Number one, they just needed, you know, they needed a game to get out of the discussion, the rut. I mean, it's not like it's they're permanently out of it, but this whole thing was starting to weigh on them. Like, it was the same game every day for 2 weeks. And I, you know, everybody down there can deny that they're feeling the pressure of that, but it's just inevitable that you do. So they needed a hit to just get out of that we can't score five runs thing. They also needed to prove that they can beat the Padres. They lost, what, seven games in a row going back to last year against the Padres. And we know the Padres are good, and it's one of their top competition in the division for one of those playoff spots, in all those different ways. They had to prove to themselves and to the Padres that they can beat that team. And they proved it that night, and they did it again yesterday, because the games in San Diego were kind of ugly, even though the Giants were playing great ball back then. San Diego kind of had their number. So for a couple reasons, I agree with you. That was a very big hit. That's the hit that's been missing. They found ways to win games. They found ways to sort of tread water through all their offensive struggles. You can't go a whole season like that. You can't. So they needed it bad, and he gave it to him. And he's, you know, Elliott's been their best hitter this year. He's been, I mean, whether you say he's been their best overall player, I guess you could debate that. But Elliott Ramos has been their best hitter.
Well, I want to actually ask another question about Ramos, because when I think about when a team turns the corner in terms of development and just franchise stability overall, we've had so many questions about just outfield development, player development, assessment of players or whatever. You know, Bryce is going to be Bryce, and we know that's the big ticket item. But in a weird way, Ramos is also dramatically important as to how I'm perceiving the development and the sustainability of all these other young players, whether fair or not. Like, I think he's as important as any other guy not named Bryce in the future of the Giants.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that. Here's my lesson from Ramos. Because player development, okay, one lesson is player development's really hard, and it's really hard to predict. And you can be a super smart baseball person and still, you know, was it a year ago? I guess a little more than that, where the Giants might have just released him. You know, and the Giants weren't filled with dumb people. They just weren't seeing what they needed to see out of him. The other lesson, because, you know, it's really hard to evaluate. The lesson is sometimes you have to be patient with the guys who have those. You got to be patient with everybody in this sport, but especially with the players who have the true rarer physical traits. And Elliott has those. Elliott is a extremely physically gifted player. And he's got strength, he's got explosion, he's got power, he's got speed, he's got bat speed, and maybe, you know, those guys deserve some longer leeway, and he has sure taken advantage of it. All the credit goes to him. I mean, Giants have done good work with him and helped him become the best version of himself, but that's a dude who never got down and out, who never got overly discouraged. He wasn't getting his, you know, ultimate opportunity, and now that he has, he's really taken advantage of it.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on 95.7 The Game, Giants Insider on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky, and you use the word right there, patience. And I think Giants fans have been very patient when it comes to Willy Adames. He's batting 198 this season, obviously the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. It's been a struggle to watch, Dave. Listen, there's not really, like, we can talk about it every single week, and we want him to do better. Everyone wants him to do better. Does it come to a point, though, like do you take him out for a game? Do you try to let him, like regroup himself? Like, is there anything Bob Melvin can maybe help Willy Adames with when it comes to the approach, whatever? It's just, it's a struggle right now.
It is. And maybe there is a time where you give him a day or even 2 days off to, you know, try to hit the reset button. I know Willy, we were on this last road trip and Adames was really struggling and Bob told him, okay, the day game in Detroit, you're getting a day off. And then they're day was just a scheduled off day. So I think Bob's idea was, you know, take a couple days, just kind of get away from the stress of it all. And then Tuesday night, he hit two balls really hard up the middle and went to Bob and said, hey, we fixed something. And, you know, I got to be back in there. We found a little something and I got to get in there again. And, you know, if you're the manager and it's one of your team leaders and he's a veteran and he tells you that, I think you listen, and Bob listened and put him back in there. And obviously that has not carried on. So yeah, I think a day off or two is probably coming at some point. You know, whether maybe that comes on Sunday and then you give it and Sunday together off, something like that, I don't know. But it hasn't, there's no way around it. Like he hasn't been unlucky. It hasn't been like bad breaks. It hasn't been anything other than just, he's not hitting the ball hard at all. And there's been no loud contact here of late. And the at-bats have been way better. Like, there was an ugly one yesterday, but for the most part, he's been staying in the strike zone. He's been taking a lot of walks, getting himself into tons of good counts, and he's just not taking advantage of those. It is a lot of 2-0, 3-1, 3-2, where it doesn't end up in a bullet or a shot to the wall or anything like that. So, look, we're half year into 7 years of this. He's a much better player than this. He didn't forget how to play. He didn't forget that he's one of the better players at his position in the game. It's in there, but it is not pretty right now. So whatever you got to do to try to help him get out of this, I think all options are on the table with that.
Yeah, we're pulling for him. I was talking about, you know, he got that big walk the other day to start that rally.
Yeah.
where we're almost gone. I thought that was a huge at-bat, just in general, for him, for the team, for everyone. And you just got to cling to some of the positivity. You know, the game can be so humbling with all the failures, and that's why I want to get into the guy succeeding right now. I mean, there's so many good stories. Like, we were talking about Robbie Ray. Oh, man, he reminds me of Cliff Lee. Like, when he's on, he is filthy. But the guy that I got to get to, and I brought him up yesterday to Zach. We had Zach on, the GM of the Giants. Randy Rodriguez is, okay, I remember when K-Rod came up and he had the higher leg kick, but it's the devastating breaking ball with the electric fastball and the moxie, and just, there's just this aura about him. Randy Rodriguez, to me, it reminds me, he's a different player, but he reminds me so much of K-Rod. He is a weapon, and I think he's their all-star this year. He's amazing. Dave, I don't even have a question. He's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think he definitely has an argument to be an all-star. You know, if you line up everybody in the league relief-wise, he's probably been the best reliever in the National League. So, I mean, I think
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think Robbie Ray and Logan Webb both should be going to the All-Star game personally. I tend to just prioritize the starting pitchers over the relievers. Not that the relievers aren't super important, but here's the thing about Randy though. And you saw it yesterday, like the Giants have treated him very gently. And yesterday they asked him to come, you know, in on a back-to-back after pitching the other night, two nights ago. And he was a little shakier yesterday, and he didn't have his great stuff, and he got through it, but Tatis hit that ball really hard against him, and you saw him in the dugout afterwards kind of manipulating his – he's got an arm that hasn't yet proven that he can be like what K-Rod was, where you just use him like you would a, you know, a sort of high-usage super reliever. That is going to limit, and look, that is not a criticism. I use him the way that you get this kind of performance out of him, and he's amazing. Like, he's been great. But until he builds up whatever it is that it, you know, he can be a little more of a high usage guy, it is going to just cap him a little bit in terms of, like, he's probably not going to be the closer on this team because if you can't go back-to-back reliably and feel great in that back-to-back, you know, it's hard to be a ninth-inning guy. Again, that doesn't mean that can't change. They haven't asked him to do it much in his career, and he's a guy who was, you know, he's just now coming into his own. So that's the next step. That's all me agreeing with you and saying there is one more step for him to take. As awesome as he's been, as great as his stuff is, there's one more thing for him to prove to where then I think you can say, man, they've got the ultimate weapon back there.
Talking to Dave Fleming here on the River Islands guest line, voice of the San Francisco Giants and R95's in the game Giants insider. And Dave, we're sitting here June 6th, all right, a couple months in, Giants, third wild card, a couple games back from the Dodgers in first place. Just going to ask it, you know what? Why not the Giants? Why can't they win this division? I know the bats. I know. But when I look at the pitching of this team in comparison to the Dodgers with all those injuries, in comparison to the Padres, obviously, with all those injuries, and Dylan Cease just not being that good this year so far to his standards. He can bounce back, obviously. But why not the Giants? Get some juice in here. Maybe it's an Eldridge getting called up. I don't know. I feel like they are a hot stretch from the bats away again. It's a big if, but they're a hot stretch away with the bats to maybe being in first place at the end of the month. Is that... Is that too crazy to say?
No, but you did answer your own question. Like, why not?
I know.
There is one big reason why not. You know, they need more offense. If you're going to take down that team down in L.A., and frankly, the team we just saw, you got to get more from the offense than they've gotten. But they have a championship pitching squad right now. They do. And they can't – I think we're already seeing this week, and it's, you know, this is – this isn't Rodriguez specific, but Doval had his blip. Eric Miller had a sort of a rocky. You've put so much pressure on those guys where every game has been a tight game. Every game for weeks and weeks and weeks. That's a hard way to go forever. And so they need to alleviate a little bit of that. They need to give those guys a breather where there's a week of games that aren't quite like that. And if they can do that a little more consistently, I'm with you. There's no reason why they can't compete because the pitching side for the Giants is championship caliber.
And a guy that could potentially help those bats, Dave, their young phenom, Bryce Eldridge. We're on Eldridge Watch. We had JT Snow join us on Monday, former Giants first baseman, Gold Glover. And he is, in, at the time, Eldridge was still in Double A. He's like, yeah, hell. I'd call him up right now, right? It's usually harder to be in Double A when it comes to the pitchers and the stuff you see than it is in the Triple A for some of these 4A guys, you know, fringe guys working on their stuff and rehab assignments. And now Bryce gets called up, hits a grand slam. Like, potential, we see Eldridge coming up here sooner rather than later?
Yes. I mean, I've definitely, you guys have asked me this a couple times this year, and I've always been real sort of conservative about I didn't think that we were going to see him, and I think circumstances have changed, and so I do think the fact that he was promoted to AAA means that the timeline's been a little accelerated. It's up to Bryce. It's up to him to handle that level and thrive. He's not going to get called up until he's, you know, really hot down there and until the defense looks big league ready. And he knows that. Bryce has been working his tail off on it. That's everything that we hear. And I ask about him all the time. And everything we hear is he seeks people out. He want whoever, you know, whether it's Joe Panic is in town or whoever the special instructor is, who's in town where he is at that time, Ron Wotus, let's go work on defense. Let's go. I want to go do it. You know, he's not waiting for them to come to him. He wants to be better at that. He knows that he needs to be better on defense. Now, could you call him up and get him some DH at bats, you know, right away? Sure, you could, but you have Wilmer, who's, you know, probably going to be the DH on this team. So, you know, Wilmer could get hurt. That could change things. But while Wilmer is Wilmer, then Bryce needs to be able to handle first base. But yeah, to answer your question, the timeline has been accelerated, and there is a pretty good chance we're going to see him this summer, which is, it's exciting. It is. He's a really talented guy, and maybe my favorite thing about Bryce Eldridge, I don't know him real well yet. I can't wait to get to know him better. He's going to be a big part of this team. Maybe my favorite thing about him is when you watch him, when you listen to him, he knows he's really good. He's humble. He's a humble, nice, friendly kid who knows I'm good enough to do this. And that, you know, that confidence level from somebody who's 20 years old, whether it's come from playing on Team USA or, you know, playing at such a young age against guys who are 4, 5, 6, 7 years older than he is and being one of the best players on the field, wherever it comes from, that's a big part of success in this game.
You know, I was thinking about Buster in the dugout, you know, getting peppered by questions from the media, and he's basically saying, like, it's go time. It's like right now. He makes a slew of moves, and we were just saying, like, this team needs a spark. Like, they need a spark. They need something. And I always question, you know, how much can come from the front office, you know? Like, it's the players that have to make plays, and the manager can do only so much. But there are times where I go to a 49er practice, and I see John Lynch, and I go, man, the way he walks around that field, there are times where I feel like the team kind of takes on his personality. What have you seen this team take on from Buster's personality in his short tenure thus far with the Giants?
Yeah, I think they have, don't you?
I mean,
I, I think they have taken on his personality. It's a personality of work. But when I think of Buster as a player, what was Buster as a player? Buster was a guy who put everything on the back burner other than being the best version on the field that he could be during the season. Buster was just a maniacal professional who there was never a day, not one time in all the years when I was around him, where Buster was before a game, you know, doing a crossword puzzle or pulling a prank or never. I never saw that from him. He was just a preparer. And, you know, he was also really, really, really talented. But he unlocked all of that talent by the way he approached it. And not everybody can be that way. I'm not saying everybody has to be as focused and serious as Buster was as a player, because some guys can't handle that and need the release of, you know, some other stuff. I'm not saying everybody has to be like him, but that's what defined Buster as a player. And, you know, being the most prepared we can be to win a game today. And I think that's all he's asking from this group. But he's asking it based on who he is, and those players all know it about him. So I have seen that from this Giants team. And you're right. The players have to do it, and you still have to have the talent level on your roster to do it. But it was not a coincidence, I don't think, that the Giants won those two games this week after those moves were made. And the guys who got called up helped win the game, so that was part of it. But it was also, you know, whatever you want to call it, a wake-up call, a message, you know, even those two words you just said, let's go, like it's time to go. I think that was received around that Giants clubhouse. I do.
Dave, it is time to go. This is the end of our interview, and we greatly appreciate it.
I made it too easy for you to kick me out.
No. Hey, Dave, really good stuff, though, seriously. And we really appreciate your insight each and every week. And, yeah, that was a huge split. That was massive. Like, it could have gone one or two ways. Or you split a series, and you feel like the Padres today, it's just like you're not feeling very good about it because you could have swept. Now you're the Giants saying, man, we came back in those games. Maybe we should have swept, but you're feeling a whole hell of a lot better about it. So we appreciate it, and good luck this week at calling Braves games.
Yeah, and I'll say one last thing about those Braves games. Like, Giants fans were awesome this week, and they were a factor in those games. They were. And I have a feeling it's going to be a spirited weekend and a Friday night tonight. But the players responded to that. Like, it was noted by a lot of different people that the game two nights ago when the Giants, you know, won the third game of the series and came back from 5-0, how loud and raucous it was, even when the Giants were down. It was noticed by everybody. So, you know, if you're coming to one of these games this weekend and you're listening to us right now, just know that the atmosphere in the ballpark helped the Giants win those two games, and that they need that help this weekend against a talented team.
Dave, you're telling me my presence Monday night was a part of the great week and Carter's attendance yesterday? I love it. Let's go.
They lost Monday.
Yeah. I always am glad to see you wandering around the ballpark.
I know.
You got to come say hi more often.
Well, you know what? I'm working on a project that I know you know about at Crocker Park, and I'm really, like, the Giants Community Fund and everything, and I can't really explain all the details right now. I grew up in that neighborhood. My mom is in that neighborhood. We need this project, and hearing Jack Bear and some of the people explain it, Matt Valdez and them, like, oh my God, it's we talk about these teams and their impact on the community. I'm going to get emotional here. Like, I grew up taking thousands of ground balls at Crocker Park, and if we can deliver what is trying to be delivered at that park, I'm telling you, it's going to be the crown jewel of San Francisco, and it's going to change the neighborhood in a positive way for generations to come. And it's just, that's what being part of the community is all about. I'm dead serious when I say this.
So keep working on that, and then when you're at the ballpark working on it, come say hi to me.
I will.
Dave,
don't ignore me.
Have a good one, buddy.
Good stuff. All right, Dave. There he goes. Dave Fleming, brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. We'll react to that on the other side.
No, we got this or that.
Well, we got Bonte.
We got favorite episode of the week. Actually, technically, it's my favorite thing we do every day. It's this or that. We throw you a topic. Today's non-sports. Tell them what the topic is.
Oh, it's
one
pizza.
Of my favorites.
It's about pizza and whether or not pineapple on pizza is acceptable. 888-957-9570.
Bananas in the chat. They're going crazy.
They're not going pineapples
on the text.
They're going bananas, not pineapples. Some people don't believe that.
They're going coconuts.
Fruit should be hot. Some people just don't say any fruit should be hot at all. That's like a take.
Fruit should be hot. I got to think about what about banana? Like a banana cream pie. Don't you want it somewhat
that's
warm?
That's cold. Banana cream pies are usually cold.
Bananas Foster.
Yeah, but like an apple pie, isn't that warm? I'm trying to think of like pies that are warm.
On the other
blueberry
side.
Blueberry pie?
We'll discuss about it. Yeah, the blueberry pie. I'm a blackberry guy myself. Brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Yeah, it faded out.
Light up the phone lines. Call 957-9570 right now. Because it's time for this or that.
This or you can give it back. Or you can give it this or you can give it back.
That and this and it's like that and like this. It's like
let's go. This or that. It's simple. Come on. Let's play it. Robbie Ray, yesterday, correct? On our station, Willard and Dibs.
First thing, favorite toppings to put on a pizza and slash, is pineapple allowable?
This is going to be very controversial, but I do believe that pineapple is allowed on pizza. But my favorite topping is by far pepperoni.
Now, will you mix the two? Will you conflate the pepperoni with the pineapple, or are those going to be two different pizza experiences?
Those are two different ones. I'm going to go ham and pineapple, and pepperoni is just by itself.
This or that, pineapple on pizza. It's a yes or no.
All right,
in
here we
or
go.
Out.
People are already starting to come in. Get in on the phone line, 888-957-9570. Here we go, 510, bacon and pineapple, FTW. 415, pepperoni, jalapeno, and pineapple together is the most fire combo of all time. 510, pineapple, pepperoni, jalapeno. Wow, I'm going to try that. I didn't even try
that. A lot of toppings.
From the 650, hell no. No fruit on my pizza. What are you doing? Wow.
People are very passionate about their pizza. I will say that. And we got to remember, people, everyone tries to say that's not authentic. Unless you are from the country of Italy, like my boy Mazzetti in the French Open just got absolutely popped by Alcaraz, had to do an injury timeout or an injury withdrawal. Like, unless you're from the country, I don't want to hear about it's disrespectful. Please. We have our own thing in America. We take everything else as the melting pot and we make it better. We make it better. And you all hate us so much because we make everything better here. We take what you had, your original invention, and we put our own twist on it. And it's always better. It just is. California, it's better. We do it.
We're
the Hawaiians,
smarter than
we're
you.
We're so much smarter than you.
Just
we are.
Ask us.
Just say, please. So if you have something to say it to my face. 888-957-9570. My last name is Italian, and I say
he's
go all
Italian.
In. Go all in on the Hawaiian pizza,
well,
baby.
There's people that disagree. Fakey, I don't know who the heck the name is, says, what kind of inhumane monster ruins a pizza by having pineapples put on the top of it? My mother, for one, is the sole reason why I stopped saying Happy Mother's Day to her. Wow.
Jesus.
That got
deep right there.
I should have maybe proofread the last sentence of that.
You're allowing pizza to get in the way of your happiness, people. Take a look in the mirror, all right? I'm looking at the man in the mirror right now. I'm saying I like Hawaiian pizza.
Maxi Lopez says, I'm down with pineapple, ham, and jalapeno.
The jalapeno one's interesting to me. It hurts my tummy. I am a gringo after all, so any sort of heat just destroys me later on. I like it. I'll eat it. I'll regret it at 2 in the morning.
From the 8-something or other, my girl, for the 408, my girl is born and raised in the Bronx. I give her pineapple, and she's done with me.
Oh, wow. So people from the Bronx clearly know everything about food and pizza. How about you tell them to like actually learn how to cook Mexican food out there, too? You guys do that? Because you guys messed that up. You guys are supposed to be like the greatest like city ever. You can't even make tacos correct out there. Please.
I didn't even know that was a problem out there.
They can't. They don't have good Mexican food.
Oh, okay.
They just don't. Ask any Mexican
kind of
you know.
Kind of far away from Mexico.
Well, great. We're far away from Italy, so they know
that's
everything
true.
About pizza.
That's true. Wait,
like, come on.
That is true.
It's the whole ocean,
yeah,
Chasky.
That is true.
Come
that
on,
true.
Man.
That is true.
Oh, Bobby in Los Altos wants to join the conversation. Hey, Bobby, we have Mick Fridays now in honor of you at the station. So we had our our egg and sausage McMuffins. Good morning, Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
Pineapple on pizza. You in or you out?
Oh, you made me so happy. Here's my answer. It depends on the crust. If you got some nice Neapolitan crust.
Oh, no. Bobby. He faded out.
Chevy Mo, the sleeper pizza is the Mexican pizza from Little Joe's, my favorite, in Excelsior District. Call cheese, beans, chorizo, or substitute the chicken with jalapeno. Chevy Mo's all over the place.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. Someone said bacon and pineapple, which I want to try because that's basically like El Pastor, which is pork and pineapple together.
Which is good.
It's sweet and salty.
And 650, pizza's not a fruit salad. Keep the pineapple in the blender.
Who said fruit salad? What are we doing here? It's on cheese. It's a fruit salad is all fruit.
925. I bartend at a pizzeria. The most fire combo there is pepperoni, bacon, jalapeno, pineapple, fresh tomato slices on top after it's cooked. Okay. Wow, 925.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, tomato is a fruit. So I'm just, if we're going to keep it a buck here, the entire pizza. Unless it's a white pizza, which is just like ricotta.
This
cheese,
is now opening up a category that I didn't think we were going to go to today. Sandwich places, if you can hear me. There's this little thing that you can buy at any grocery store. You can get it at Restaurant Depot. It takes the little pit, the green little pit out of the tomato top, okay? So when you're slicing tomatoes, I don't want to bite in to the little stem green thing at the top. I used to own a deli, or I used to slice many.
It's like getting the base of like the lettuce or something.
You
like that.
Don't want that. Just take the 10 seconds out before you start slicing the tomato to core out the middle of the tomato. You know what I'm talking about. It's on both ends of it, okay?
I got you.
It's the stem area. Just take the extra second and do it. It's malpractice if I bite into one of your sandwiches and in the middle of the tomato is the little green stem thingy.
Biggest bugaboo of this team.
What are we doing?
So we're talking about Robbie Ray saying he's in pineapple on pizza. That's our this or that today. Are you in or are you out? Pineapple on pizza. Chevy Mo is an SF.
Chevy Mo.
Chevy Mo, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Oh, man, I could go with it all day. But have you ever had a Mexican pizza from Little Joe's in the Excelsior?
I mean, I've been to Little Joe's 1,000 times. I don't always get that pizza. I always go extra cheese, though.
Oh, yeah, their chicken wings are the best, hands down.
They really are.
But the Mexican pizza, they substitute the tomato with beans. Mm-hmm. Sounds weird, but...
No, that's what a Mexican pizza is, right?
Chevy Mo, are you from the E? Because I've spent so many countless times sitting there waiting for multiple slices or a whole pizza, looking at all the Giants and Niner memorabilia on the Little Joe's wall. It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Oh, man, the best pizza in the world. It tops Bravo's all day.
All day.
And old school Roma's.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you. Let's go, Chevy Mo.
All right, I asked ChatGPT this because, you know what, we ask AI whether is pineapple on pizza acceptable. And it says, ChatGPT, this is AI. These are our future leaders, guys. All right. Whether pineapple on pizza is, quote, acceptable depends entirely on personal taste. Culinary speaking, there's no right or wrong answer. And the arguments for pineapple on pizza, the sweet and savory combo, creates contrast, which many people enjoy. It adds a juicy texture and a bit of acidity that could brighten the overall flavor.
Shut up.
It's popular enough to have become a mainstay on menus globally, especially as, quote, Hawaiian pizza. So
well,
there you go.
Here's 650. Sweet and acidic pineapple overpowers the subtle flavors of a good pizza. Then you get the 707. I'm a certified chef. I don't know what that means. Taste buds naturally lie sweet and salty.
Yes.
Pineapple sweet, the ham is salty. Maybe if you don't like it, your taste buds aren't right.
Wow. Well, there are some people where they're not. Like cilantro, it tastes like soap for some people.
What?
They just can't. Yeah. There's like part of the population where they eat cilantro. It doesn't taste like how it tastes for us, which is delicious. Yeah. You're looking at me perplexed right now. Wow. It's a fact. Yeah.
Wow.
Did baby LJ, does he like pineapple on pizza?
I'm little LJ will eat anything right now.
Okay, I mean, he's an absolute tank. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
He is eating like no other. Right now, he's figured out how to hold two basketballs, the little rubber ones, with each hand. And so he's dunking one-handed, and he's just all over the place.
Damn, LeBron James over here. 888-957-9570. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
He definitely ate up almost an entire watermelon just between the two of us, me and him.
Ooh, I love
the watermelon. Yeah, he loves the watermelon.
Sandia. Hey, well, do we have a... Sam, do we have a poll on this? Yes or no? Where are we at on said poll? You can hit us up on YouTube. We are streaming every single day for this or that. We have the poll up. Join the conversation.
See,
we love it.
I honestly like pineapple, which is fine. I have no problem with pineapple on a pizza. It doesn't one way or the other, you know, enrage me. I'll eat it. I have no problem with it. But it does fall off the pizza a lot.
It does. It has to be kind of
folded. You have to fold and then boom.
And the pieces can't be too chunky. That's what I'll say too. You have to have the right size of it or else it is going to be too overpowering. But that's with anything. If you put too much of anything on a pizza, it can be too overpowering. I'm a very simple guy myself. A nice margarita pizza, a nice pepperoni. If you want to do a meat lovers, I'm cool with that. It's rare that I don't like a certain pizza. My brother used to order a pizza that actually pissed me the hell off because I'm not a huge mushroom fan.
What?
And he'd literally, no.
What?
He'd literally order a pizza with just mushrooms on it, and I'd be so pissed. Like, what the hell are you doing? Just mushrooms on a pizza?
I don't care what anyone says. Mushrooms and pepperoni, undefeated, never lost.
Okay, that's fine.
Undefeated, never.
Have you ever
I want to go the extra step, depending on where we're at, throw the sausage on there too. Let's go.
Have you ever just wanted just mushrooms on a pizza?
I've had people order just mushrooms and I eat it just fine.
No, it's weird.
Mushrooms are delicious. Odd. What are you talking about? You're an Italian. Chicken marsala.
I know. That's the least Italian thing about me. I don't like mushrooms.
Like garlic. And also, garlic on a pizza is delicious as well.
Oh, pepperoni and garlic, fire.
Garlic with anything, but garlic and pepperoni, fire. But pepperoni's just great. You know what I don't like?
What?
Of all the things on a pizza? I just hate olives.
Black olives.
Olive oil? Don't like olives at all.
The black olives?
At all.
Not doing it for you.
I'm out on olives.
Okay.
All olives. I'm out.
Even like a Greek salad, you get the olives, the Kalamata, whatever.
I'm out on olives.
I'm with you on that.
I don't care if they're green. I don't care if they're black. I'm out on olives.
Okay.
I'm out on all of them.
But I do like olive oil.
That's a 5, Sam, by the way. What's our poll at, Sam? I think I threw it to you, but I didn't throw it to you. We have a poll up on this. In or out on pineapple on pizza?
And when I think of, like, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, Roundtable's started in, I believe, Redwood City. It's a West Coast thing.
It is a West Coast thing.
Right?
Chain,
and so,
yes.
Like, the Maui Zowie pizza was an option, so it always felt acceptable for my entire life. So maybe I'm just in the minority here.
It actually is. It's founded in Menlo Park.
Menlo, I thought it was Redwood.
But it's headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, which is very interesting.
Well, Texas.
Georgia. All right, Sam.
All right, so the YouTube poll's up. It's still pretty fresh right now. It's a simple question as, you know, pineapple on pizza. Is it allowable? Yes or no? With 60 votes in so far, yes, out to a massive lead.
Whoa.
63-37 to start things off here. So all you pineapple on pizza haters, get into the YouTube chat and let's even this poll up a little
See,
bit.
See, now the New York elitists of the world, the people that find themselves cultured, the New Jerseyites and all them, like my mom and everyone, like, oh, white pizza and Italian
white
American
pizza's
pizza.
Good. I have no problem
with
that.
All the East Coast pizzerias, they're going to scoff at it. They're going to be like, eh. Whatever. What do California people know about pizza?
I think we know pretty damn good. You ever been to Delfina? Like, Delfina's pretty cracking. You ever been to Tony's?
Well,
pretty cracking.
I was going to say, doesn't Tony's have like the number one pizza in the world kind
no,
of
I
thing?
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, but there's all
top
these
10.
Different types.
Top,
there's
exactly, top
there's
10.
The thin kind, like Giolina's in Glen Park. Fire spot. Totally different from Little Joe's on Mission Street, which is, like, to me, medium style, you know, classic pizza. Dude, it's impossible to screw up pizza to me. Like, it's impossible. I mean, Nazario's on the late night. If it's like 2 o'clock, I'm coming out of the Abbey Tavern back in the late 90s, early 00s. I'm getting me a cardboard slice with a ton of grease and a ton of, you throw all the toppings, put that thing in there. Let's go. I'm going to eat it so fast, I'm going to ask for two or three.
Listen, I'm on Tony's Pizza Napolitana right now. You got the little kahuna, freshly sliced pineapple rings, some smoked applewood bacon, mozzarella, ham, and honey. Oh, I'm smashing that all day. Sounds delicious. Right now at 8:45 a.m., I'm smashing that entire pizza. All right, and I'm actually not a huge hot honey guy on pizza. That's the new thing.
No.
I'm not a huge guy on it, but it's acceptable.
There's this place up in Windsor that was on the Food Network. My boy Tommy Call, remember, used to work at the station.
I love Tommy.
It's called Pizza Leah. The woman's name is Leah. So Pizza Leah, they have a jalapeno, like red pepper, pepperoni, hot honey pizza. Oh, my God, dude. It's like fall out of the chair incredible.
Oh, my God, dude.
No, it's incredible. Blew my mind.
John is in Fairfax. He wants to join in on this conversation. John, pineapple on pizza. Are you in or are you out?
I'm okay with pineapple on pizza as long as it's with ham. And my my 2-year-old will eat pineapple pizza. But I'm going to suggest a Greek-style pizza. Kalamata olives, feta cheese, some grilled chicken, and some caramelized red onions.
Oh.
And that's a good pizza. Super thin crust.
Okay, there you go. I'm not mad at that, John.
Greek
and you know
pizza
what?
Is good, actually.
Greek pizza is good.
It is.
And some artichoke hearts on there. I am not mad at all. I love me some artichoke hearts. A little vinegary taste
I
on there, too.
I love artichoke hearts,
they're
yeah.
so they're delicious. But you're just out on the black olives. That's
I'm
right.
just out on black
okay,
olives.
That's fine. And I was out on the mushrooms, and that's okay. You know what? To each their own.
Last year during the NFL draft party, Lucas Alexander actually ordered us a banana pizza.
No, he didn't.
It was awful. Cheese, banana, and that's it.
Where did he get it from?
I don't know, but I never want it again.
Like, Lucas is such a weird eater.
I'm actually, like, upset about that order. Like that legitimately
cheese.
Angered
and
me.
It was awful?
Yeah. And then,
bananas?
Yeah, and then we did the show, you know, for the Doobie Awards and Lucas and I stayed together in a motel, and he wanted to order for dinner Indian pizza.
Well, if it's like a buttered chicken or something, or tikka masala.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Lucas is so weird. Well, God.
The director of sports.
God, the guy's a weirdo.
He's the banana pizza of producers. Is that what you're saying?
Just a weirdo. I mean, God.
He is. Well, the guy wore flip-flops like just cheetah print socks for half the time here.
He's a 30-year-old playing in a 40 and over league, and he's talking about how he gets a single here and there, and I'm like, dude, you're not 40.
No, but he's got the ACLs of a 40 or 50-year-old.
He's not 40!
Coach Solomon is in Berkeley. Wants
it's
to join
bananas
in.
To put a banana on a pizza.
This is bananas. B-A-N-A.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And as Coach Solomon, in or out, what's pineapple on pizza.
Man, I definitely love pineapple on pizza, man.
Let's go.
You know, you got the pineapple pizza with the mushrooms and bacon is fire. They got a spot in Berkeley called Blondie's next to Cal Berkeley. Blondie's and Fat Slice been there for years.
Yeah, Blondie's is good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Not mad at that, Coach Solomon. Thank you.
We went to Blondie's when we all went to the Cal game. Goo and I got some slices of pizza there. It was fire.
Fire?
Fire. And like,
then,
fire.
And then you left at halftime?
No, I left third quarter.
Third quarter. Got it. Okay, that's right.
It was 11 o'clock at night.
And then you got back for the fourth quarter. You got to watch the whole fourth quarter. Still got to watch the entire thing.
Doing like a hundo on the bridge just before they put in those speed check cameras.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere now. You
got
to be careful about those.
I just got an alert.
Oh, no.
I was going 43 coming off at King Street at whatever, 3:36 in the morning. And it was like, you're 11 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Did they give you a ticket?
Oh, no. No, it was a warning.
Oh, God. You know what I was actually thinking about this morning at 888-957-9570, this or that, pineapple on pizza. We got Bonte joining us in 10 minutes in studio, of course, as he is each and every Friday. I just saw him walk in the building right there. Waymo vehicle.
This guy just flipped me off through the glass.
He flipped a bird.
What are you doing?
Well, you know what?
Is it because you like pineapple on a pizza or because you don't like pineapple on a pizza?
Oh, okay, he's in.
He does.
Okay, there you
Bonte
go.
Loves pizza.
Look at that smile. Look how happy
he is. Does anyone not like pizza? Can I ask that question?
There are people that don't, but
really?
I don't trust those people.
Cheese and bread?
Well, some people are lactose intolerant, Joe.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't handle the cheese. But if you can't handle the cheese, stay out of the kitchen.
Oh, the high cheese.
Right, the high cheese. Thank you. But I was thinking about this driving in with all the Waymos around, Joe. We're going to get to a point where there's going to be police cars that are Waymo that literally just give you tickets because they have all the cameras on there.
Jill, if
and they're going to be recording you and everything.
If that happens, I'm going to pull a Grand Theft Auto and I'm going to like get out of my car, shoot their tires.
Oh my
God. I'm going to keep it moving.
Sure. I'm sure they're not going to book you there for shooting their tires.
I'm so anti-gun, but like, you can have a gun, but living in the city, I don't want to. Anyway, but that being said, like, I'm having fun with this joke.
You're hitting the cheat code and all of a sudden Joe Shasky gets the rocket launcher. In the chainsaw.
In my mind, there is a time and a place to go Grand Theft Auto. Like when I see people driving like crazy, I want to pull my car in front of them, stop, get out, drag them out of the car, and beat them up like in Grand Theft Auto.
You know, on Disney Plus, they have all the stuff on there, and every time we pull it up on the menu, Deadpool versus Wolverine pops on there, and Benny's like, "I want to watch it." He's five, mind
Dude,
you.
Best
I,
scene.
I know it's so funny. I was like,
"He's fighting in the minivan."
And do you know what's sad? It's like it's not even the violence because I think the violence would be fine for him, which is saying something to how desensitized just kids are in general these days. But I was playing, as you're saying, Grand Theft Auto. I was playing that when I was like 6 years old. I had six older brothers, right? Five older brothers. I don't even remember anymore. But he was just, I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I watched South Park the movie when I came out like in 99 or 2000. I was seven. I should not have watched a second of that movie.
Joe, my favorite movie, one of them was Caddyshack. And I watch it now. And I was like so young. Like, Mom, Dad, what were we doing? Like, it was the 80s.
It was the 80s. And they fall back. It's like, yeah, whatever. What are you going to do?
It was the 80s.
What are you going to do?
The jokes.
Jonas is in Eastside, San Jose, wants to join the conversation.
Let's go.
Jonas, this or that, are you in and out on pineapple pizza?
Spadoni, welcome back. You know, I got to first say for this and that, out on pineapple, because I'd rather have pineapple in my pina colada, but I don't drink anymore, so let's just call it virgin.
Well, good for you.
Let me give my public service announcement about it, though. If you're going to talk about pizza, I go straight up to Slice of New York, next to Valley Fair in San Jose.
Good spot.
But you get the raw dough. You could get the raw dough cut by them, and then you'll have your own kids make it, let's say, on an island back at home.
Nice.
And that's a great family inside out thing. So, you know, you could put anything you want on that and just watch them throw flour everywhere.
Yeah, it's fun.
No, I understand what you're saying, though, Jonas. Yeah, you're good off the cleanup. But it is fun to make the pizza with the kids. You get the sauce. They ladle it on there. You have a...
Hey, is this homemade? No, it's DiGiorno.
Yeah, no, it's a delivery. It's DiGiorno. Oh. There you go. Come on, Joe. You got to get that. Like the Papa Murphy's and that stuff. You get the take and bake. Like, I'll just pick the pizza. I'll just literally get the dough and I'll do that all at my house.
You know,
Papa
John's might be a sponsor, so I don't want to ruin it. But the more I have to dip, you know, into something else, the more I'm masking the basic taste of what you've got going.
Ranch dipping of pizza, in or out on that?
Oh, it's fire.
It's delicious,
the
right?
Creamy garlic ranch from Round Table is undefeated.
I love any ranch, doesn't matter where it's from. Now
I'm in on that too.
They're charging a lot now for some of these side cups.
What's your favorite ranch?
Gotta bring your own ranch.
Ken's good. Hidden Valley's always there.
Yeah, Hidden Valley's
but
a classic.
The best ranch, you want to know where it's actually from, and you don't get it from a pizza place. It's actually Chick-fil-A's ranch. That one is, it's fire. It's like
I'm
an
sure
herb,
it's made by
garden herb ranch or whatever. Yeah. It's delicious.
Chick-fil-A. Honestly, Gott's has crazy good ranch, too.
Okay.
Gott's burgers are really good.
Gott's That's to have it. Dave Fleming, pineapple on pizza, is it allowable?
It's allowable, yes. It is. It's allowable.
That's Dave Fleming, the end-all, be-all
on
pizza.
Let me ask you about the ranch, because now you've opened up my... When you're at a party, okay?
Okay.
And it's not family, because family's different. And people are taking the buffalo chicken wings that are super...
Spicy?
No, but they're drippy. And then they go into the
ranch. Oh, they're
ranch.
Wet. They're wet. Yeah.
Yes. And they go into the ranch, and they pull it out, and they go back in. It does get a little dicey. Would we all agree?
Yeah.
You have your own individual ranch portions.
Certain things... Ranch being one of them, you need to have it individual. Unless, like, you're with your significant other, your kids.
That's why I said family, notwithstanding.
Exactly. No, yeah, you have to have your individual. Like, I will honestly pull my ranch dressing out of my fridge or whatever and get your own little bowl and dip it on there for that. You can have, that's yours. Not, you can't share mine with
Don't that. Touch me.
No.
Howie Mandel Spadoni over here. Don't get your germs near me.
I'm actually
it.
Not that guy.
I love it.
I'm the guy that shares, like, it. I'm the guy that, like, has a swig of my water bottle here because Benny and Nora here. Both
well,
have
no,
it.
Like,
I'm not going to have it after that, but you guys can have it because they backwash with kids.
Joe's, like, comes with a COVID mask and plastic gloves. And
there you go. I'm not that guy. I'm not.
I still laugh. And look, I know it's not funny, but it is. To me, it is. If I pull up at a stop sign and you've got plastic gloves on and a mask and no one's in the car.
In the car.
I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh.
That is stupid. Yes. I will say, that is dumb. Sean is in Petaluma before we get bonked.
It makes me laugh.
Sean, pineapple on pizza, you in or out?
It's going to be a no for me, dog. It's egregious to even have it on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. They'll say, what you need is you need mushrooms.
I don't know what the hell. You need mushrooms? What kind of mushrooms?
That was pineapple murking him out.
That was
in the car.
Is he macro dosing on that thing? The mushrooms on the pizza? All right. I was going to ask Sean. Doesn't sound like an Italian name, but that's okay. I was like, who are people to say what you can and can't have? I always thought that's so laughable to me. The whole notion is like, oh, Joe, you're Italian. What do you think about it? It's like, no, first off, I'm Italian-American. It's way different.
Well,
all right?
But there are levels to this, because my wife is picky. I love you, Michelle, but she can be picky. But she's not.
Does she separate her food?
No, she doesn't like her fruit touching. That's her thing.
See, I don't care about that.
She thinks fruit salad is nasty, which I was like, huh? Anyway, she'll, like, we'll order a meat. She's not she only eats a burger occasionally. She doesn't eat meat normally. Like, if we order a mushroom and pepperoni pizza, and that's all that's there, she'll take the pizza and peel the pepperoni off. She's not going to be like, ew, gross.
Give
pepperoni.
It to me. I'll eat it. Yeah.
Yeah, pepperoni touched my pizza. Like, whatever. She'll
give it to LJ now. Here you go. Eat it. Here you go.
She'll work around it. Like, she's not one of those. There are people like, oh, my God, onions are on the pizza. I can't eat any of it.
Yeah, I'm out on that. Now, there are some people with dietary.
No, if you have a specific nutritional... You know, restriction, that's different. But you get where I'm going.
But also, you're eating pizza. So.
Well, that's my favorite. I had a cousin. I'm going to call him out. My cousin Jack, like, I'm gluten-free now. Dog, you drink 400 Coors Lights a week. What are you talking about? You're gluten-free. You're literally, like, just, like, basting in wheat as you drink Coors Light. What?
Quick Google search. No, Coors Light is not gluten-free. It is brewed with barley, which
that's
contains
my
gluten.
Point. There you go. It's
what is gluten-free? Do they have gluten-free beers? Gluten.
He's like, I only eat gluten-free now. But your beverage diet of choice, which you're bathing in, is, and I'm teasing, Jack. You know I love you.
Worth it.
They have Glutenberg. Oh, that's cute. Gluten-free.
We all have friends like this, right? They do absurd things that you're just like, what are you doing?
Bonte Hill, speaking of absurdity, Bonte Hill joining us in a couple minutes here. Talk some finals. Talk pineapple on pizza. Talk some Gigantes. Tony is in Sunnyvale. Tony, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No, definitely not. Doesn't taste good with whiskey.
Oh, that's it? Ass tastes good with whiskey? Yeah?
With Howie's, a combination with lots of anchovies.
Oh, wow. Anchovies on pizza. See, that's old school, Tony. Not a lot of people like it.
Where am I getting this pizza with anchovies on it? Because I think that does matter.
Howie's, Palo Alto.
Howie's, got it. I thought you were talking about a certain whiskey type
that's
or brand.
I was
like, Jack Daniels? No. Tony, I appreciate that. That's
three
in a row now.
Gentleman's Cut Steph Curry bourbon.
So funny. We're walking past one of those trucks because it was Steph on there with the Gentleman's Cut. And Benny stops his truck. Dad, that's Steph Curry. What is he drinking? I was just like, oh, whiskey. Oh, do they all drink whiskey? I was just like, ah, some of them do.
I don't even know if Steph drinks that.
Well, of course. But you know what? That's okay. Hey, Steph. I can be bought. You want to bring some?
It's like Tiger Woods. Like,
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do.
Tiger. I'll drink Gentleman's Cut.
I drive a Buick. Tiger, no, you don't. You drive a giant Suburban.
I don't Bonte Hill.
And a Lamborghini.
I don't Bonte Hill's all into the Gentleman's Cut whiskey. Steph Curry, we're all in on that. You want to send it to the studio?
Well, when you get free bottles.
I mean, it's, you know, on the rocks, off the rock, doesn't matter. A little Manhattan action. I'm not mad at that. Get that little orange twist in there. I do love me some whiskey. I do. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios as Bonte Hill joins us in studio, courtesy of River Islands. Good morning, Bonte Hill, as you're still getting ready there. Sorry, I threw you.
Not quite 9 o'clock yet.
18 seconds.
Clock starts at 9 o'clock. We got about 15 seconds. Keep filibustering.
That's actually slow. It's actually slow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.